Jasher chapter 54. And when Judah saw the dealings of Joseph with them, Judah approached him and broke open the door, and came with his brethren before Joseph. And Judah said unto Joseph, Let it not seem grievous in the sight of my lord. May thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word before thee? And Joseph said unto him, Speak. And Judah spoke before Joseph, and his brethren were there standing before them. And Judah said unto Joseph, Surely when we first came to our lord to buy food, thou didst consider us spies of the land. And we brought Benjamin before thee, and thou still makest sport of us this day. Now therefore let the king hear my words, and send, I pray thee, our brother, that he may go along with us to our father, lest thy soul perish this day with all the souls of the inhabitants of Egypt. Dost thou not know what two of my brethren, Simeon and Levi, did unto the city of Shechem, and unto seven cities of the Amorites, on account of our sister Dinah, and also what they would do for the sake of their brother Benjamin? And I, with my strength, who am greater and mightier than both of them, come this day upon thee and thy land, if thou art unwilling to send our brother. Hast thou not heard what our God, who made choice of us, did unto Pharaoh on account of Sarah our mother, whom he took away from our father, that he smote him and his household with heavy plagues, that even unto this day the Egyptians relate this wonder to each other? So will our God do unto thee on account of Benjamin, whom thou hast this day taken from his father, and on account of the evils which thou this day heapest over us in thy land. For our God will remember his covenant with our father Abraham, and bring evil upon thee, because thou hast grieved the soul of our father this day. Now therefore hear my words, that I have this day spoken before thee, and send our brother, that he may go away, lest thou and the people of thy land die by the sword, for you cannot all prevail over me. And Joseph answered Judah, saying, Why hast thou opened wide thy mouth? And why dost thou boast over us, saying, Strength is with thee? As Pharaoh liveth, if I command all my valiant men to fight with you, surely thou and these thy brethren would sink in the mire. And Judah said unto Joseph, Surely it becometh thee and thy people to fear me. As the Lord liveth, if I once draw my sword, I shall not sheath it again until I shall this day have slain all Egypt. And I will commence with thee, and finish with Pharaoh thy master. And Joseph answered and said unto him, Surely strength belongeth not alone to thee. I am stronger and mightier than thou. Surely, if thou drawest thy sword, I will put it to thy neck, and the necks of all thy brethren. And Judah said unto him, Surely, if I this day open my mouth against thee, I would swallow thee up, that thou be destroyed from off the earth, and perish this day from thy kingdom. And Joseph said, Surely, if thou openest thy mouth, I have power and might to close thy mouth with a stone, until thou shalt not be able to utter a word. See how many stones are before us? Truly, I can take a stone and force it into thy mouth and break thy jaw. And Judah said, God is witness between us that we have not hitherto desired to battle with thee. Only give us our brother, and we will go from thee. And Joseph answered and said, As Pharaoh liveth, if all the kings of Canaan came together with you, you should not take him from my hand. Now therefore, go your way to your father, and your brother shall be unto me for a slave, for he has robbed the king's house. And Judah said, What is it to thee or to the character of the king? Surely the king sendeth forth from his house throughout the land silver and gold, either in gifts or expenses, and thou still talkest about thy cup, which thou didst place in our brother's bag, and sayest that he has stolen it from thee? God forbid that our brother Benjamin or any of the seed of Abraham should do this thing to steal from thee or from anyone else, whether king, prince, or any man. Now therefore cease this accusation, lest the whole earth hear thy words, saying, For a little silver the king of Egypt wrangled with the men, and he accused them and took their brother for a slave. And Joseph answered and said, Take unto you this cup, and go from me, and leave your brother for a slave, for it is the judgment of a thief to be a slave. And Judah said, Why art thou not ashamed of thy words, to leave our brother and to take thy cup? Surely, if thou givest us thy cup, or 1,000 times as much, we will not leave our brother for the silver which is found in the hand of any man, that we will not die over him. And Joseph answered, And why did you forsake your brother and sell him for 20 pieces of silver unto this day? And why then will you not do the same to this your brother? And Judah said, The Lord is witness between me and thee that we desire not thy battles. Now therefore give us our brother, and we will go from thee without quarrelling. And Joseph answered and said, If all the kings of the land should assemble, they will not be able to take your brother from my hand. And Judah said, What shall we say unto our father, when he seeth that our brother cometh not with us, and will grieve over him? And Joseph answered and said, This is the thing which you shall tell unto your father, saying, The rope has gone after the bucket. And Judah said, Surely thou art a king? And why speakest thou these things, giving a false judgment? Woe unto the king who is like unto thee! And Joseph answered and said, There is no false judgment in the word that I spoke on account of your brother Joseph, for all of you sold him to the Midianites for 20 pieces of silver, and you all denied it to your father, and said unto him, An evil beast has devoured him. Joseph has been torn to pieces. And Judah said, Behold, the fire of Shem burneth in my heart. Now I will burn all your land with fire. And Joseph answered and said, Surely thy sister-in-law Tamar, who killed your sons, extinguished the fire of Shechem. And Judah said, If I pluck out a single hair from my flesh, I will fill all Egypt with its blood. And Joseph answered and said, Such is your custom to do, as you did to your brother whom you sold, and you dipped his coat in blood, and brought it to your father, in order that he might say, An evil beast devoured him, and here is his blood. And when Judah heard this thing, he was exceedingly wroth, and his anger burned within him. And there was before him in that place a stone, the weight of which was about 400 shekels. And Judah's anger was kindled, and he took the stone in one hand, and cast it to the heavens, and caught it with his left hand. And he placed it afterward under his legs, and he sat upon it with all his strength. And the stone was turned into dust from the force of Judah. And Joseph saw the act of Judah, and he was very much afraid. But he commanded Manasseh his son, and he also did with another stone, like unto the act of Judah. And Judah said unto his brethren, Let not any of you say, This man is an Egyptian, but by his doing this thing he is of our father's family. And Joseph said, Not to you only is strength given, for we are also powerful men. And why will you boast over us all? And Judah said unto Joseph, Send, I pray thee, our brother, and ruin not thy country this day. And Joseph answered and said unto them, Go and tell your father, an evil beast hath devoured him, as you said concerning your brother Joseph. And Judah spoke to his brother Naphtali, and he said unto him, Make haste, go now, and number all the streets of Egypt, and come and tell me. And Simeon said unto him, Let not this thing be a trouble to thee. Now I will go to the mount, and take up one large stone from the mount, and level it at every one in Egypt, and kill all that are in it. And Joseph heard all these words that his brethren spoke before him, and they did not know that Joseph understood them, for they imagined that he knew not to speak Hebrew. And Joseph was greatly afraid at the words of his brethren, lest they should destroy Egypt. And he commanded his son Manasseh, saying, Go now, make haste, and gather unto me all the inhabitants of Egypt, and all the valiant men together, and let them come to me now upon horseback, and on foot, and with all sorts of musical instruments. And Manasseh went and did so. And Naphtali went as Judah had commanded him. For Naphtali was light-footed as one of the swift stags, and he would go upon the ears of corn, and they would not break under him. And he went and numbered all the streets of Egypt, and he found them to be 12. And he came hastily and told Judah. And Judah said unto his brethren, Hasten you, and put on every man his sword upon his loins, and we will come over Egypt, and smite them all, and let not a remnant remain. And Judah said, Behold, I will destroy 3 of the streets with my strength, and you shall each destroy 1 street. And when Judah was speaking this thing, behold, the inhabitants of Egypt and all the mighty men came toward them with all sorts of musical instruments and with loud shouting, and their number was 500 cavalry and 10,000 infantry and 400 men who could fight without sword or spear, only with their hands and strength. And all the mighty men came with great storming and shouting, and they all surrounded the sons of Jacob and terrified them. And the ground quaked at the sound of their shouting. And when the sons of Jacob saw these troops, they were greatly afraid of their lives. And Joseph did so in order to terrify the sons of Jacob to become tranquilized. And Judah, seeing some of his brethren terrified, said unto them, Why are you afraid, whilst the grace of God is with us? And when Judah saw all the people of Egypt surrounding them at the command of Joseph to terrify them, only Joseph commanded them, saying, Do not touch any of them. Then Judah hastened and drew his sword and uttered a loud and bitter scream. And he smote with his sword, and he sprang upon the ground, and he still continued to shout against all the people. And when he did this thing, the Lord caused the terror of Judah and his brethren to fall upon the valiant men and all the people that surrounded them. And they all fled at the sound of the shouting, and they were terrified, and fell one upon the other, and many of them died as they fell. And they all fled from before Judah and his brethren and before Joseph. And whilst they were fleeing, Judah and his brethren pursued them unto the house of Pharaoh, and they all escaped. And Judah again sat before Joseph and roared at him like a lion, and gave a great and tremendous shriek at him. And the shriek was heard at a distance, and all the inhabitants of Succoth heard it. And all Egypt quaked at the sound of the shriek, and also the walls of Egypt and of the land of Goshen fell in from the shaking of the earth. And Pharaoh also fell from his throne upon the ground, and also all the pregnant women of Egypt and Goshen miscarried when they heard the noise of the shaking, for they were terribly afraid. And Pharaoh sent word, saying, What is this thing that has this day happened in the land of Egypt? And they came and told him all the things from beginning to end. And Pharaoh was alarmed, and he wondered, and was greatly afraid. And his fright increased when he heard all these things. And he sent unto Joseph, saying, Thou hast brought unto me the Hebrews to destroy all Egypt. What wilt thou do with that thievish slave? Send them away, and let him go with his brethren. And let us not perish through their evil, even we, you, and all Egypt. And if thou desirest not to do this thing, cast off from thee all my valuable things, and go with them to their land, if thou delightest in it. For they will this day destroy my whole country, and slay all my people. Even all the women of Egypt have miscarried through their screams. See what they've done, merely by their shouting and speaking. Moreover, if they fight with the sword, they will destroy the land. Now therefore, choose that which thou desirest, whether me or the Hebrews, whether Egypt or the land of the Hebrews. And they came and told Joseph all the words of Pharaoh that he had said concerning him. And Joseph was greatly afraid at the words of Pharaoh. And Judah and his brethren were still standing before Joseph, indignant and enraged. And all the sons of Jacob roared at Joseph like the roaring of the sea and its waves. And Joseph was greatly afraid of his brethren on account of Pharaoh. And Joseph sought a pretext to make himself known unto his brethren, lest they should destroy all Egypt. And Joseph commanded his son Manasseh. And Manasseh went and approached Judah, and placed his hand upon his shoulder. And the anger of Judah was stilled. And Judah said unto his brethren, Let no one of you say that this is the act of an Egyptian youth, for this is the work of my father's house. And Joseph, seeing and knowing that Judah's anger was stilled, he approached to speak unto Judah in the language of mildness. And Joseph said unto Judah, Surely you speak truth, and have this day verified your assertions concerning your strength. And may your God, who delighteth in you, increase your welfare. But tell me truly, why, from amongst all thy brethren, dost thou wrangle with me on account of the lad, as none of them have spoken one word to me concerning him? And Judah answered Joseph, saying, Surely thou must know that I was security for the lad to his father, saying, If I brought him not unto him, I should bear his blame for ever. Therefore have I approached thee from amongst all my brethren, for I saw that thou wast unwilling to suffer him to go from thee. Now therefore may I find grace in thy sight, that thou shalt send him to go with us. And behold, I will remain as a substitute for him, to serve thee in whatever thou desirest. For wheresoever thou shalt send me, I will go to serve thee with great energy. Send me now to a mighty king who has rebelled against thee, and thou shalt know what I will do unto him and unto his land. Although he may have cavalry and infantry or an exceeding mighty people, I will slay them all and bring the king's head before thee. Dost thou not know, or hast thou not heard, that our father Abraham with his servant Eliezer smote all the kings of Elam with their hosts in one night? They left not one remaining. And ever since that day, our father's strength was given unto us for an inheritance, for us and our seed for ever. And Joseph answered and said, You speak truth, and falsehood is not in your mouth. For it was also told unto us that the Hebrews have power, and that the Lord their God delighteth much in them, and who then can stand before them? However, on this condition will I send your brother, if you will bring before me his brother the son of his mother, of whom you said he'd gone from you down to Egypt. And it shall come to pass, when you bring unto me his brother, I will take him in his stead, because not one of you was security for him to your father. And when he shall come to me, I will then send with you his brother, for whom you have been security. And Judah's anger was kindled against Joseph when he spoke this thing. And his eyes dropped blood with anger, and he said unto his brethren, How doth this man this day seek his own destruction and that of all Egypt? And Simeon answered Joseph, saying, Did we not tell thee at first that we knew not the particular spot to which he went, and whether he be dead or alive? And wherefore speaketh my Lord like unto these things? And Joseph, observing the countenance of Judah, discerned that his anger began to kindle when he spoke unto him, saying, Bring unto me your other brother instead of this brother. And Joseph said unto his brethren, Surely you said that your brother was either dead or lost. Now, if I should call him this day, and he should come before you, would you give him unto me instead of his brother? And Joseph began to speak and call out, Joseph, Joseph, come this day before me, and appear to thy brethren, and sit before them. And when Joseph spoke this thing before them, they looked each a different way to see from whence Joseph would come before them. And Joseph observed all their acts, and said unto them, Why do you look here and there? I am Joseph, whom you sold to Egypt. Now therefore let it not grieve you that you sold me, for as a support during the famine did God send me before you. And his brethren were terrified at him when they heard the words of Joseph, and Judah was exceedingly terrified at him. And when Benjamin heard the words of Joseph, he was before them in the inner part of the house. And Benjamin ran unto Joseph his brother, and embraced him, and fell upon his neck, and they wept. And when Joseph's brethren saw that Benjamin had fallen upon his brother's neck and wept with him, they also fell upon Joseph and embraced him, and they wept a great weeping with Joseph. And the voice was heard in the house of Joseph that they were Joseph's brethren. And it pleased Pharaoh exceedingly, for he was afraid of them, lest they should destroy Egypt. And Pharaoh sent his servants unto Joseph to congratulate him concerning his brethren who had come to him. And all the captains of the armies and troops that were in Egypt came to rejoice with Joseph. And all Egypt rejoiced greatly about Joseph's brethren. And Pharaoh sent his servants to Joseph, saying, Tell thy brethren to fetch all belonging to them, and let them come unto me, and I will place them in the best part of the land of Egypt. And they did so. And Joseph commanded him that was set over his house to bring out to his brethren gifts and garments. And he brought out to them many garments, being robes of royalty, and many gifts. And Joseph divided them amongst his brethren. And he gave unto each of his brethren a change of garments of gold and silver, and 300 pieces of silver. And Joseph commanded them all to be dressed in these garments, and to be brought before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh, seeing that all Joseph's brethren were valiant men and of beautiful appearance, he greatly rejoiced. And they afterward went out from the presence of Pharaoh to go to the land of Canaan to their father. And their brother Benjamin was with them. And Joseph rose up and gave unto them 11 chariots from Pharaoh. And Joseph gave unto them his chariot, upon which he rode on the day of his being crowned in Egypt, to fetch his father to Egypt. And Joseph sent to all his brother's children garments according to their numbers, and 100 pieces of silver to each of them. And he also sent garments to the wives of his brethren, from the garments of the king's wives, and he sent them. And he gave unto each of his brethren 10 men to go with them to the land of Canaan to serve them, to serve their children and all belonging to them in coming to Egypt. And Joseph sent by the hand of his brother Benjamin 10 suits of garments for his 10 sons, a portion above the rest of the children of the sons of Jacob. And he sent to each 50 pieces of silver, and 10 chariots on the account of Pharaoh. And he sent to his father 10 asses laden with all the luxuries of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and nourishment for his father, and to all that were with him as provisions for the road. And he sent to his sister Dinah garments of silver and gold and frankincense and myrrh and aloes, and women's ornaments in great plenty. And he sent the same from the wives of Pharaoh to the wives of Benjamin. And he gave unto all his brethren, also to their wives, all sorts of onyx stones and bdellium, and from all the valuable things amongst the great people of Egypt. Nothing of all the costly things was left but what Joseph sent of to his father's household. And he sent his brethren away, and they went, and he sent his brother Benjamin with them. And Joseph went out with them to accompany them on the road unto the borders of Egypt. And he commanded them concerning his father and his household to come to Egypt. And he said unto them, Do not quarrel on the road, for this thing was from the Lord to keep a great people from starvation. For there will be yet 5 years of famine in the land. And he commanded them, saying, When you come unto the land of Canaan, do not come suddenly before my father in this affair, but act in your wisdom. And Joseph ceased to command them, and he turned and went back to Egypt. And the sons of Jacob went to the land of Canaan with joy and cheerfulness to their father Jacob. And they came unto the borders of the land, and they said unto each other, What shall we do in this matter before our father? For if we come suddenly to him and tell him the matter, he will be greatly alarmed at our words and will not believe us. And they went along until they came nigh unto their houses. And they found Serach, the daughter of Asher, going forth to meet them. And the damsel was very good and subtle, and knew how to play upon the harp. And they called unto her, and she came before them, and she kissed them. And they took her, and gave unto her a harp, saying, Go now before our father, and sit before him, and strike upon the harp, and speak these words. And they commanded her to go to their house. And she took the harp, and hastened before them, and she came and sat near Jacob. And she played well, and sang, and uttered in the sweetness of her words, Joseph, my uncle, is living, and he ruleth throughout the land of Egypt, and is not dead. And she continued to repeat and utter these words. And Jacob heard her words, and they were agreeable to him. He listened while she repeated them twice, thrice, and joy entered the heart of Jacob at the sweetness of her words. And the Spirit of God was upon him, and he knew all her words to be true. And Jacob blessed Serach when she spoke these words before him, and he said unto her, My daughter, may death never prevail over thee, for thou hast revived my spirit. Only speak yet before me as thou hast spoken, for thou hast gladdened me with all thy words. And she continued to sing these words. And Jacob listened, and it pleased him, and he rejoiced, and the Spirit of God was upon him. And whilst he was yet speaking with her, behold, his sons came to him with horses and chariots and royal garments and servants running before them. And Joseph rose up to meet them and saw his sons dressed in royal garments, and he saw all the treasures that Joseph had sent to them. And they said unto him, Be informed that our brother Joseph is living, and it is he who ruleth throughout the land of Egypt, and it is he who spoke unto us as we told thee. And Jacob heard all the words of his sons, and his heart palpitated at their words, for he could not believe them until he saw all that Joseph had given them, and what he had sent him, and all the signs which Joseph had spoken unto them. And they opened out before him, and they showed him all that Joseph had sent. They gave unto each what Joseph had sent him, and he knew that they had spoken the truth. And he rejoiced exceedingly on account of his son. And Jacob said, It is enough for me that my son Joseph is still living. I will go and see him before I die. And his sons told him all that had befallen them. And Jacob said, I will go down to Egypt to see my son and his offspring. And Jacob rose up and put on the garments which Joseph had sent him. And after he had washed and shaved his hair, he put upon his head the turban which Joseph had sent him. And all the people of Jacob's house and their wives put on the garments which Joseph had sent to them. And they greatly rejoiced at Joseph that he was still living, and that he was ruling in Egypt. And all the inhabitants of Canaan heard of this thing, and they came and rejoiced much with Jacob that he was still living. And Jacob made a feast for them for 3 days. And all the kings of Canaan and nobles of the land ate and drank and rejoiced in the house of Jacob.